And welcome back. We'll be continuing on for week two preview. So next up on the previews, we have the 0-1 Panthers facing off against the 0-2 Tigers. So clearly neither one of these teams really had the start to the season they wanted. That being said, it was week one, rainy conditions, both teams relatively new to FPF. That's not the greatest way to get your season started. And I'm sure there's plenty of time for both these teams to turn it around. So let's take a deeper dive now into this game. The Tigers lost both of their opening week games. That being said, there's still some familiar faces on this roster. And I'm sure that they will be able to, start getting a certain flame going with this roster because there's definitely talented pieces on the team. So one thing that I like seeing is that in both games in week one, they're able to get some points on the board. And, I think the first issue that the team needs to solve is they need to find one quarterback and start running with them. It's always difficult to try switching up all these quarterbacks because your issue is you need to have one quarterback who gets that experience, who, learns how to recognize plays and gets familiar with your playbook. If you're using three or four different quarterbacks a game, you're dividing that experience in four, and by the end of the season, you're not going to have that one guy who you can go to. That being said, this team did do a pretty good job at catching the ball. If you look at their leading receivers, Carter Edinson caught all four of his targets. Thomas Sabah caught two of his targets. So the receivers are there. This team now just needs to start getting the ball a bit more and making sure they get into their playmakers' hands. Now, if we move on to the Panthers side of things, they played one game in week one where they only lost by one touchdown to the Musketeers. And if you listen to my breakdown of the Musketeers versus the Wolverines, you know how highly I think of the Musketeers. So the fact that they only gave, three touchdowns to a Musketeers team and lost by one score, it's a great sign. It might not be the best way to start your season, but again, you're playing in the rain against a talented FPF team, and you only lost by one score. So you know what? Congratulations, Panthers. And their quarterback, Dennis Mokel, wow, look at this. Attempted 38 passes, which is a lot of passes to go for in a game. It means they're running a really high-paced offense. What I tell them is, slow things down. You don't need to attempt 38 passes in a game. You're giving yourself more room for error. If you keep yourself down closer to 30 passes in a game, you'll still be able to create the same amount of offense probably without having that higher risk of turnovers. And if there's one issue they probably need to improve on going into week two, it's drop passes. They did complete 13 passes for 134 yards in week one, but their completion percentage was, 13 out of 38. Quick math here, that's not a very great completion percentage. You look at completing 34 of your passes, you want that number to be around, 50% at the bare minimum, ideally a bit higher. That being said, this team clearly has some really talented pieces. If you look at Albert Plante, 48 receiving yards and a touchdown, and I think his first FPF game, that's a great way to start, and it's definitely a sign of some real talented players there. And on the defensive side of the ball, look at that. Denis Mohu, five tackles, two interceptions. There's playmakers on this team who definitely have the potential to, turn the game on its head. So ultimately, while I do see the Tigers getting better as the season goes along, because they have some of that FPF experience, I think the Panthers are going to take this game. Just based on the fact that they're able to stay within one score of the Musketeers, that's a really promising sign. And as the season goes along, I definitely keep an eye on the Panthers to be one of the powerhouses in this division. Because if they can stay within one score of an experienced FPF team in week one, well, let's just wait and see what they can do at the end of the season.